From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting with reports of internal clashes among his team and widespread speculation about who will be part of his cabinet. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter late Tuesday that the week-old process of transferring power from President Barack Obama's administration to his is going fine. Trump wrote, "A very organized process is taking place, and he decides on his cabinet and many other positions," adding he is the only person who knows who the finalists are. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say that retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. U.S. President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence met Tuesday in New York to discuss the key appointments in their new government. The two have more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. as they prepare to assume power January 20th, but their immediate focus is on filling the top diplomatic posts. So far, Trump's choice as chief of strategists is generating the most pushback from civil rights monitoring groups.
"We are very seriously concerned that Donald Trump has named Stephen Bannon to the senior advisor position in the White House. It's a disaster. In effect, what President-elect Trump is doing is inviting white nationalism directly into the People's House in Washington, D.C.
That's Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. President Barack Obama is starting his final day in Greece with a tour of the Acropolis, the nation's most famous ancient monument. Mr. Obama will also deliver a speech to the Greek people as he winds up the first leg of his final foreign tour as president and heads from Greece to Germany. This is VOA News. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. In Washington, the State Department blasted Moscow for the new attacks.
"We strongly condemn the resumption of airstrikes in Syria by the Russians as well as the Syrian regime. The most recent reported attacks are on 5 hospitals and 1 mobile clinic in Syria. We believe it's a violation of international law. Despite Russian claims that it halted airstrikes in the past month, Russia allowed no aid or food into East Aleppo. It let eastern Aleppo residents starve while seeking praise from the international community for halting indiscriminate strikes."
Separately, Syrian news reports said government aircraft bombed terrorist strongholds in eastern Aleppo, a territory populated by as many as 300,000 civilians and rebel forces seeking to topple the government of President Bashar al-Assad. United Nations agencies warn food shortages in Syria are growing. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN agencies blamed the deteriorating food situation in Syria on widespread insecurity and unfavorable weather conditions in parts of the country. Those factors, they say, are preventing farmers from accessing their land and making it difficult for them to earn a living. They warn rising prices and a lack of fertilizer and seeds may force many farmers to abandon their land unless they receive immediate help. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Australia's Prime Minister on Wednesday took delivery of the Air Force's first Boeing P-88 surveillance and anti-submarine aircraft, which will take a front-line role in preventing asylum seekers from reaching the Australian coast by boat.
"These aircraft will be absolutely critical elements in the work of Australia's Border Protection Forces, our ADF, serving Operation Sovereign Borders, ensuring that we can maintain the integrity of our borders, ensuring that we can continue to say that it is only the Australian government that determines who comes to Australia."
Australia has increased air and sea surveillance between Australia and Indonesia to ensure that any new smuggling attempt was intercepted. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila addressed Parliament Tuesday, one day after his government resigned in accordance with an agreement that keeps him in office until elections scheduled for 2018. Mr. Kabila warned that he cannot allow the country to be taken hostage by what he called a fringe of the political class. Kabila said he shortly after he would appoint a new prime minister to lead the DRC to elections. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.